Sometimes I feel like giving up. It seems like my best just ain't good enough. Lord, if you hear me, I'm calling you. Do you see, do you care all about what I'm going through? And then he said, one more day, one more step. See, I'm preparing you for myself. And when you can't hear my voice, please trust my plan. I'm the Lord, I see, and yes, I understand. But sometimes I feel like I'm all alone. I'm just like a stranger so far from home. I feel like I've done all that I can do. Please, Lord, give me strength. I'm just trying to make it through. That's when he told me.
And things that we're dealing with, the things that we go through, even the things that come and how we react of things that happen in life. I thank the Lord that he understands. Amen. There's plenty of other people might interpret your situation wrong, might get the wrong understanding about you, might get the wrong understanding about your attitude or your actions, your motives, might get the wrong. Plenty of people would get the wrong understanding. But one thing about God, he understands. God bless you all tonight. Amen. We just give God the glory, for he is worthy to be praised. Amen. We just thank him, we lift him up. Amen. For those that is tuning in, especially for those that some of you are listening by way of internet, we just thank God for you. This is our ministry hour, outreach. We can look at it as an outreach ministry hour where others are getting, just getting a little polished here and there, amen? And I just thank God that he given us a platform where we can help others to minister, just polish them up so they can walk in the word. I truly believe that it should not, it doesn't have anything to do with you're a minister, you're a leader or anything. It just has something to do with you learning the word, you understand it, and you understand how to apply it. Because truly, if you can encourage somebody with that word, truly that word going to eventually encourage you when you need it. Amen? Because I'm pretty sure there have been plenty of times where you couldn't reach nobody, you couldn't talk to nobody, you couldn't say nothing to nobody, and you just wish that you had an encouraging word. But somehow, God will pull something out of you, have something remember, pull a scripture. Scripture will flash before you that's going to give you something to encourage. Why? Because it's already in you. It's in you, peoples of God, and you can just walk in the word of the Lord. Don't let nobody tell you different, because at the end of the day, it is my season. It is my time. And guess what? No one cannot stop what God has for me. I declare and decree that you keep growing into the things of the word of God. You keep growing in the word of God. You keep believing. You keep seeking him. Don't you come off that wall, amen, for believing what God has for your life. I'm telling you, it's greatness. It's greatness. I can care less what people say. They could go and cast judgment all they want. They could look at my past and call and cast all kinds of brimstone. But all I know, God said, it's greatness. It's greatness. It's greatness. It's greatness. And I want to tell somebody tonight, this evening, that it is greatness inside of you. Don't you begin to prophesy to your past as if that is your present. Baby, God got greatness in you. Man, God had to prophesy to David, even though David had some horse ways. Y'all better talking to me. God done, my God, used even Noah, even though Noah had some alcohol issues. Amen? Why? Greatness, my God Almighty, doesn't define my weakness. I define who I am through greatness, and I don't allow nothing else to define me. Are you defining what God said about you? Are you defining what the statistics got to say about you? I think I did my preaching for tonight. Amen, amen, amen. Once again, we just thank God for each and every one of you. God is good and his mercy endure forever. If those that is listening for the first time tonight, listen, we got different leaders, ministers, we got different individuals that are getting polished in the word of God, and they really are having something to minister. One thing about it, I know that on certain platforms, it helps build up your confidence. And once your confidence is built up, amen, you just become a witness for Christ. I truly believe that a body of Christ is strong, my God, when everyone knows the word of God for their self, amen? And they don't have to try to depend on somebody else, my God, for the word. You have God in you. You have the word of God in you. And that's what makes us strong in the body of Christ in the kingdom, amen? And I truly believe that this is your time and your season for God to continue to do exceedingly abundantly above all. First thing, you better help me now. You better go and give me some cold glass of water, amen. Cool me down a little bit, because I feel the hot of the Holy Ghost, amen. Amen. Nevertheless, we just thank God, amen. I want my daughter Shane. Come on, daughter Shane. Go ahead and press one. Get on up in here, amen. And God love you all so much, amen, to where he's just going to continue to do exceedingly and abundantly all things in your life, amen, and continue to do things in you, through you, amen, because I'm telling you right now, it is your time, it is your season, amen, and God doing greatness. Now, some of you that is new to the broadcast, you probably hear me, I probably take pauses in different things, because sometimes, you know, we have different ones, they try to get nervous, and they try to get out of, but we're going to be patient on this broadcast. You probably hear me tell them, hey, somebody about going to text that individual to tell them to get on the line, amen, because we got to hold each other accountable. I wish, my God, as my time that God was developing, somebody hold me accountable in the gospel. And I'm not talking about holding me accountable to talk about me, to gossip about me, or to just spread foolishness and mess, amen, but hold me accountable because they want to see me grow. They want to see the things of God to mature inside of me, amen. And I truly believe that God's going to give you accountability partner. You want to hook up with ADM? Come on and hook up with us. We truly going to believe, you truly hooking up to a ministry that will be accountability. Hold your accountability. I need Sister Shane to go ahead and press 1 on her phone. My God, is somebody in ADM family, go ahead and send her a text real quick and make sure she on it. She got her phone on mute, tell her to take it off of mute. Amen. I need a message come by. There you go, daughter. You better, I will send the APD, a spiritual police, after y'all this week, amen, because at the end of the day, it's greatness in you, and a good pastor would not allow the greatness to go dormant, because God has greatness in you. Come on, Sister Sham, daughter, I need you to go ahead and pray tonight. We're going to be picking on you all week. Go ahead and intercede and pray tonight before we begin the broadcast. Go ahead, Sister Sham.
Yes, Father God, I come to you, Lord, Father God, and Tomba is not my heart, Father. Father, first of all, I'm just grateful for all the things that you do, not because of what you do, Father, but who you are, Father. I declare and decree right now, Lord, Father God, if there...
Sister Sharon, Pastor got to mute you just for a second, daughter. I want you to settle down. Settle down. I want you to settle down. And I want you to feel God. You got to feel the presence of God. Because what you feel, we want to feel it. You hear the set the atmosphere,
yes,
for us. So I want you to just settle down. Don't worry about your nerves. Let your nerves go away. Let all that go away. Don't worry about that.
Good,
just think
going
about
on.
You talking
good,
about
goodness.
You talking to you and the Lord. You ain't talking to people. You just talking to you and the Lord. And you giving requests to the Lord of the concern of the people. So just relax and just begin to talk to the Father. And as you talk to the Father, he's going to begin to minister to us. So go ahead and just talk to him. Just relax.
Okay. First of all, Father, I just thank you, Father. We thank you, Father, for life, for everything that you do, not because of the things that you do, Father, but just grateful because of who you are, Father. We thank you, Father, just for all the things that you do, whether they are big or small, Father. We thank you for being that light that we need, Lord, Father God, when all darkness is around, Father. We thank you for being a provider. We thank you for being sheltered, but most of all, Father, we just thank you for what you are doing, Father, in our life, for just giving us a second chance. You are a God of many chances, Father. We just thank you for all the things that you do, Father. Just so grateful for how far we've changed, Father, for the things that you have brought us out of, Father, for so many things, just grateful. I thank you, Jesus, for just what you're doing in my life, Father, for what you're doing in my family life, for just what you're doing just because of what you're doing, Jesus.
Come on, daughter. I need you to, I want you to go there. You need to go there. Go there. As you go there, I want
Father,
you to
Father, I just thank you, Jesus.
Go ahead and pray.
I just thank
yes.
you, Father. I
mm-hmm.
thank you most of all, Father, for sparing my life, for everything I've been through, the things that you carried me through, Father, for giving me peace when I didn't have peace, for giving me joy, Father, for letting me carry on and push through, Father, even when I didn't feel like pushing through, Father. I thank you just for, I can't express the words that I feel right now, Father, but you know, Father. But you know what is provision and what is destined for my life, Father. And I just thank you, Jesus. I really do thank you from the bottom of my heart, Father. Father, I declare and decree right now, Lord, Father God, anything that I'm feeling, Father, that is not of you, Father, that you would take it back, Lord, Father God, and put something and renew it with your peace, your joy, your happiness, Father. Father, I just thank you, Father, for everybody that's on the line, Father, that whatever it is that they're standing in need of, Father, that you said that all our needs will be met, Father, when we believe and trust in you, Father. This is a season, Father, that we must trust in you more and more, Father. And I just thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
I just
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Those that listen to ministers and people that want to increase your prayer life, the first thing that you have to do, you have to tap into the Spirit of the Lord. I want to talk to you all. You want to feel this presence of God. And sometimes it takes a minute to get there because you need to go through a little exaltation. Exalt him a little bit. So it's almost like you're putting away the things that went on today and your cares and your worries. And you begin to exalt him. Then you begin to send petitions in the form of praise, in the forms of declares and decree and understanding your rank and who you are, your identity. You don't need to pray for somebody else's identity because you need to walk in your identity. And your prayer life is not structure of being a pastor or a bishop or a apostle or somebody in that office, amen? Your prayer life is established from relationship because you can have the office, but that doesn't mean you have the relationship. So many people have the office, but they don't have the relationship. So our prayer life is a form of relationship. And you begin to feel, and a lot of people say, I feel the anointing, feel the anointing. And a lot of people says that. And I want to talk to people that is listening all over the world. I want to teach you for a second. And a lot of people feel the anointing. But what you're doing, you are feeling the chemistry between me and the Father relationship. Because there's many people praying, but we don't feel nothing. Because they probably don't have the relationship with God, but they understand how to put the words. Somebody could teach you how to put the words together. If you listen to people long enough, you'll begin to structure your prayer according to the things that you hear. But the Bible began to explain how David was a man, was after God's own heart. He was ministering from a place of relation. And when you begin to minister from a place of relation, because in a relationship, I show my wife sees my ugliness, she sees my weakness, she sees my downfalls. It's nothing hidden when I'm dealing with my wife in a relation. It's nothing hidden between you and God. You showed and exposed your most vulnerable piece, your piece that is hurting you, the piece that is bleeding on the inside. Even though you just said, God, I believe you, but in the inside you're still crying, and the Holy Ghost just massaging your inside and massaging your spirit. Why? Because even though I'm praying for you, but at the end of the day, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. I know my brother needed, I know my sister needed, I know my mother needed, but at the end of the day, if you don't keep me intact, God, I don't know what to do. So now people begin to feel the presence of God because now I'm beginning to massage God. I'm massaging the inner part of God. I'm massaging the spirit of God because I need his attention at that moment on me. Hallelujah. So many of us keep things locked up inside, and we need to just let it go. Frustrated about I'm prophesying to you now, daughter. Frustrated about our living. Frustrated about the things that is going on in our life. Frustrated about different things, and it begin to damper our spiritual walk. It begin to damper our drive. It begin to damper our prayer life, because we frustrated, and we financial burden. We just burden, stressed because of our situation. But when you go into the place of the secret place of the Most High, You're going into a place to where it's companionship. You're going into a place to where he's not trying to, he's not casting judgment on you. You're going into a place to where he said, cast all your burdens, cast all your cares upon me. You're going into a place where he said, you don't have to stress. You need to get it out. Go ahead and get it out. If you need to wail in the spirit, go ahead and wail. You need to cry, go ahead and cry. You're going into a place to where I need your attention. I'm not praying unto you for your attention to be on everybody else. And I know that you got the whole world, the whole country, and I'm not trying to be selfish right now, but I'm just trying to step, my God Almighty, and demand my offer, demand my place within you, because you gave me the authority to enter into your court with praise. Enter into his court with praise. So many of you tonight, I want you to increase your prayer life. Don't feel your problems. Don't feel your stress. Shut down. And sometimes you got to sit down in a chair and just say, God, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. Even though you burdened down, I still thank you. I still give you the glory. I still give you the praise. Because you're not talking to somebody that just be talking to them. You're talking to somebody that you're in a relationship with. You're talking to somebody that already know what time it is with you. You're already talking to somebody. So you don't, brothers and sisters, you don't have to be hard no more. You don't have to have things locked inside of you anymore. You don't have to stress over things anymore. Because when you enter into the place with your Father, all you have to do is just put your head on his shoulder and just sit there and lay down. As you listen, daughter, I prophesy to your spirit now that you are not going to allow anything to continue for you to move forth. Even as the python-like spirit that been trying to grip your life and grip you to have you weighted and burdened down, I free you in the Holy Ghost. Speak to your spirit man now. I command your spirit man to arise and get up. And you shake yourself off and keep moving into the things of the Lord, says God. Saints of God, we just want to give God the praise, and we just want to give him the glory. One thing about true prayer, I can care less how many seminars we have. I can care less how many teachings that we have. A true prayer comes from you. True prayer comes from you in your spirit. No one can teach you that. No one can teach you. That's something that is personal between you and the Lord. True prayer. True intercession. True. Even though we can teach you the and show you the emotions and all this other stuff, but it really comes from you. It don't come from nobody else. Amen. I just pray that many of you right now, you are being blessed and you are conditioning your atmosphere even now for God to work things out in your favor. I truly believe that the healer is here. I truly believe that the miracle worker is here. I truly believe that the deliverer is here. But the question is, do you believe that he could do it for your life? Do you believe that he could come in and step in and change things around for your life? Do you believe? I truly believe that once you confess and say yes and you do it from a sincere place, welcome to your new beginning, because your life will never be the same from that place on. Hallelujah. God is good and his mercy endureth forever. Amen. Well, we're taking a trip through the Bible and through the Word of God. I know many of you would love to stay right here in this place. Amen. Amen. But we're taking a trip through the Bible. Amen. We was dealing with the creations of God on yesterday. And really just laying down the format and laying down, just laying down the different things. Amen. But I truly believe that on tonight we're going to go through some multiple stories, amen. One of the stories that we want to go through tonight is dealing with the fallen of man, the fallen of man, because we dealt with the creation. after the creation, then we begin to do a story. Then a story begin to be built on the fallen of man. Then the story right after that pertaining to Cain and Abel. Amen. Then the story right after that pertaining to Noah. Amen. And the different things that was going on in that time, in that culture, in that world, pertaining to Noah. Amen. The book of Noah. Amen. So we're going to deal with the falling of man tonight. Amen. I need some different ones who we can call on tonight. Amen. The different ones. Sister Shan, go ahead and start us off with the falling of man. Amen. Go ahead and get this. Go and get your napkin, three. Daughter. Go and get your, that's right. Let's get your napkin. Wipe your face. Let's go ahead and minister. Amen.
Yes, sir. That when God had gave Adam and Eve charge over the garden, and their only commandment was to not eat off the tree of knowledge. And the snake told Eve if she eat off the tree, she would not surely die. Eve could have walked past the tree, but she chose not to. And so Adam, she also fed Adam the apple also. And being that they were being disobedient, they end up getting thrown out of the garden. And the snake, and we was punished. The women have iniquity and birth kids with different kind of things with the woman, you know, the woman thing. And the snake was commanded to crawl on his belly and eat from dust of the ground.
Amen. I want you to minister, use that story, and to minister to the people that is listening tonight. Use that story to minister somebody of the things that occurred, things that happened, you know, and because a lot of similarities that happened in life. We got to use that story to minister to somebody. Let's go.
The choices being disobedient is basically about temptation. But to me, I take it as everyday choices, the choice that you make in life. You know, the choices that we make, I'm just being real. Like, I know for myself, like, some choices that I make, we know when it's wrong and we know when it's right. The choices that you make, I go by the word, you reap what you sow. So in life, the things that you do, you got to be accountable for the things that you do in your life. So I think that this was speaking to, if I had to minister to somebody, I would just tell them to be strong and make better choices in life and seek God.
Go ahead and tell them. Go ahead and tell them, daughter, and tell them the reason why. Go ahead.
The reason why, because in life, you know, you have to go through trying tribulations, testing trials and tribulations each and every day of your life. But the choices that you make will rely on what you can do with your life in everyday circumstances. But with prayer and with meditation, life's going to be life. It don't go away, but prayer makes it better to know that, you know, that he don't judge you, that real agape, that unconditional love, to know that he love you and he see past your mistakes. And with prayer, it helps a whole lot. You know, for everything that's in Bible is written, that everyday things that you go through in life and in circumstances, it's in the Bible. You just got to take it one day at a time because it's a process.
Amen. Amen. I need a minister. Go ahead and one of our ministers that is already, go ahead and press one. I want you to jump in and also elaborate in here as well. Amen. Before we move on, I want you to go ahead and jump in and go ahead and elaborate. Amen. So, good. You did a little studying, and good. I can tell tonight that you did went over it. You don't want to get caught like you got caught last night. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And I want you. I need a minister. Go ahead, Sister Shaquita, Sister Harris. All you all, come on. I need someone to go ahead and press one. Amen. We got different ministers that is on tonight, and come on and jump on in. And we're gonna have, amen, amen. Sister Felicia, different ones, go ahead and press 1. Amen. I'm going to start getting ready to send out texts to some of you all and say, hey, you know, where you at? Pastor's going to wait on you. Amen. Amen. God bless you. 6589. God bless you.
Good afternoon. This is Sister Keita. I'd like to back up what Sister Shan said. In the fall and rise of the man, in the Garden of Eden, when Eve was beguiled by the serpent, she was beguiled by the serpent. At this time and period when she was beguiled, she should have known better, because she was already forewarned. And us as people sometimes, we fail and lack to take responsibility for the things that we played a part of in our life. This is where I got from the Bible, from this chapter right here. So we as a people have to take full responsibility for the things that we do in the works that we do in our life, and we can't blame it on the adversary.
Every day.
All the time.
Every day.
We cannot blame it on the adversary all the time. We have to take responsibility for it. So we have to put it past ourselves and sit down and look at ourselves in the mirror and take the consequences for the things that we've done. So that's what happens with Adam and Eve. And when God got to talk to them, he got to walking into the garden. And he called out to them, and before he even called out to them, Adam and Eve ran and hid in the bushes, because he heard him walking in the day when it was cool. So he told them, when he came out, he called them, he said, oh, I ran and hid because you was naked, because I was naked. And he said, how you know you was naked? Did you eat of the tree that I told you not to eat of? He said, yes, I ate of the tree. The woman you gave me some of the tree, and I ate it. Then he asked the woman, so what did you do? Yes, the serpent beguiled me.
Fine, Lord.
So at that point, she defiled the law of the land. Us as a people, even in this current time and day, there are laws in the land that we may not want to abide by, but it's by law we have to abide by them, so there could be a certain order.
That's right. Come on, Lord.
So even with me, myself, I had to supplicate myself. So I, one point in time, I give you a good 10 years up until 4 years ago, I had a problem with dealing with a lust spirit. So I myself, every time that I went out there and saw my wild oats, I felt ashamed. Even when I went to church on Sunday, even if I tried to go read the Bible, I felt wrong. I put the Bible down.
Be back, Lord.
Out of shame. Out of my own shameness. But I unclothed myself. I had to realize that I walked out of law of God. I went and ate the apple, went into that tree without God. Went and God told me not to. I was already pre-warned what was going to happen when I go out there and do that out here in the world. What was going to do to me spiritually, what was going to do to me physically and mentally.
Did not know that.
But at this time and period, God brought me to a place now where I'm learning the Bible, I'm learning the Word, and I have to apply it to my life, to where I'm supplicating my flesh, and I have to put myself under supplication.
Amen. Amen. Very, very, very good. Very good. Sister Shan, very good tonight. Sister Quita, very good. You always come prepared. And I want to give somebody a tough pill to swallow. I want to really give people that is listening, I want to give some of you a tough pill to swallow. And a lot of times we use the method that the devil. Eve used that same thing and said that the devil, or that serpent, blaming on the serpent. She was actually blaming on the devil. And a lot of times we use that method. Notice that God dealt with them separate and dealt with the devil separate. Amen? And God did not make an excuse, said, okay, since the devil manipulate you, you did not know, I'm going to give y'all grace. So You know, and this is where we got to understand, people. If you got a double issue, and I tell people a lot of times, because a lot of times they say the devil. If you got a double issue that's coming in and messing with your life and always screwing things up around you and stuff like that, are you giving him an ear? Are you giving him some openings in your life? Are you giving him some things to have access in your life? Amen. Because one thing about God, he will still hold you accountable. You will be held accountable because the Bible declares that you resist the enemy, he shall flee. Amen. And we got to get out of this motion that, you know, we get influenced a lot. So many people get influenced. Amen. And that's what happened with churches, too. You know, people don't even know you, and now they got an issue against you because they were just influenced about somebody else that was gossiping about you. So the enemy influenced Eve to do something that she shouldn't do. And that's a lot of times us, we don't protect our inner ear. We don't protect protect what's in us. Amen? We always want to take somebody else's word. I hear what people say, but I got to check it out for myself. Amen? And let me check it out for myself, because there's a lot of things that people said about individuals that it wasn't true. Amen? Because why? I have to do the checking out for myself. And we cannot be influenced. Don't be influenced. Amen. We're going to bring one more in, then we're going to move on to Cain and Abel. Amen. God bless you. 5775-5845. God bless you.
Thank you for the whole number, Pastor. You kind of said what I was going to say, but.
I didn't give it to
I know. I said thank you because I don't know the number. But
okay.
What I got from is from the beginning, God gave them this what to do. But what I took from it, because Eve ate the fruit, is that she didn't trust what God was saying. It was like in the fall, it was like trust issue. She didn't trust God in this situation, even though he said it. And then it goes into when God came and he wanted to know how did they know they was naked, they both blamed, Adam blamed Eve. Eve blamed the serpent. No one took responsibility for their own doing. They blamed each other or they blamed someone else. And then, you know, when it goes into God tells Adam, his curse and his punishment was because he listened to his wife after he told him. So it was like, you can't listen to what other people say. If you have a commandment from God, or if you have a word from God and you have a task from him, you have to listen to what he say. You can't listen to what everybody else say. You can't be easily influenced or easily changed. You got to trust God, and you have to walk the walk that he presented for you. So to me, it feels like that was they didn't trust what he was saying. And they were cursed for it, and they didn't take responsibility for their own actions. And because Adam was given the commandment not to eat from the tree, and he did it anyway because his wife gave it to him, God punished him for that because he didn't listen to him and he listened to her. And that's all I have, Apostle.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, firstly. Amen. And, you know, and just like what Sister Harris was saying, amen, that she was listening. It's really not no male or female thing. This is just how the story was going. And because of the story, this is how the story was laid out. And many times we will listen to someone and God done told us differently. Amen. And sometimes many people, when God done told you something, now we want to listen to somebody else because what God said haven't come to pass yet. And because if it ain't came to pass yet, we still want to go off and believe somebody else, amen, for what we'll start contradicting what God done told us, amen, and what God done said to us. Then things begin to happen in our life. Now we're trying to figure out what's going on. Until it manifests in your life, you need to stay in the pocket. You need to keep the course. You need to keep the race, amen? And don't be so easily be influenced about anything. And sometimes people will influence you about things that you already have. And some of you, you already got it. You just don't see it yet because it ain't your timing. And the enemy begins to influence Eve on something that she already have. What is that, Pastor? She said, you'll be like God. Amen. Did the Bible declare that we was made in his image? We were made in his likeness. So she already had a piece of God already in her. She was already formed in the likeness of God already. So he was influenced with her or something that she already have. I want to tell some of you something just for a second. Can I just have a little church just for a minute? Amen. Many of you are being influenced with something that you already have, amen. You already have blessings of the Lord over your life. You don't need no one to try to influence or manipulate you with the blessings of God over your life. If you just have to wait on the set timing that God will do what he say he's going to do in your life, amen. And I truly believe that he will do exceedingly and abundantly above all in your life. Come on, somebody, amen. Come on, somebody. So, amen. Good job, amen. Let's go to Cain and Abel. Cain and Abel. We're going to deal with Cain and Abel just for a second, amen. Is Minister Monica is on? I want her to press one. Well, Minister Monica, press one. God bless you. I'm going to go to this one. I'll call it here. God bless you. 3923. God bless you. Four digits. 3923, one of the ministers. God bless you.
This is Felicia, Pastor.
Oh, God bless you, Sister Felicia. Come on, Sister Felicia, talk to us about Cain and Abel.
They was conceived, Eve conceived and bare Cain, and she figured she had a man from God, and his brother Abel. He was like a keeper for the sheep, I guess. I guess his brother's keeper. Oh, Lord. That's one I got to go back to, because I didn't get to write much of that now.
Okay, daughter, let's go ahead and get into it. Get a little bit more study on that story. I want someone to come and talk to me about Cain and Abel. Cain and Abel. Let's minister from that place. He's there. Come on, sister.
Oh, man.
God bless you, daughter. Amen. Amen. Someone else, 6589. God bless you. 3923.
It's
Sister Queen
again.
Okay, Sister Queen. You're doing good. I want to hear somebody new. I want Sister Monica, Minister Monica, go ahead and press one. Sister Shan, come on, daughter. I want to hear about Cain and Abel. Talk to me about Cain and Abel.
Okay, Apostle, I'm sorry. Cain was the shepherd, the keeper, the shepherd of the sheep, and Abel was the tender of the ground, and he had got upset one day with the offering that his brother had offered up to God, and he murdered his brother while walking. But God had asked him, let me correct myself, go ahead, ask him. Was it only right?
About the story. Minister to the people. I want y'all to minister to the people about the story. Amen. You all don't have to give us the story verbatim, but we can minister to somebody. We can minister to somebody because let me just start it off for y'all. Let me tell you, I'm going to show you what I'm talking about. We can minister to somebody like this is jealousy. We can start off with jealousy. First of all, let's start with the introduction. Pertaining to what? Jealousy. So 3 points message, three-point sermon. Let's start off with an introduction that is standing to jealousy. Now, when we begin to move out of the things of God, amen, we will not receive the things of God, amen. And when we begin to display different characters, it will begin to stop our blessing and stop what God has for us. Introduction. Now, let's deal with the body. Take, for instance, Cain and Abel. Cain and Abel, it was a jealousy issue between the two brothers. It was a jealousy issue. The brother had an issue with one. Cain had an issue with Abel because it was favor upon Abel, just like same as the favor was upon Cain. And sometimes we could be looking at what people are doing other than looking at what God is doing in our life. Amen. And there's so many people, and people might be listening now, that we will look at what other things going on with everybody else is getting blessed, everybody else has got this going on, everybody else is moving in this way, to where God said, listen, look at your own life, because your life is blessed as well. And sometimes we have so much envy inside of us, amen, to where we want to kill another brother. You might not kill them physically, but you're going to try to kill another brother by the power of life and death in your tongue, amen. You could go and kill another brother trying to disgrace them of the blessing because of your jealousy issues, because you feel as though you should have that favor that is on them, it should be on you. Y'all hear me? I'm telling you about the story of Cain and Abel. Now for the conclusion, amen. If we just walk and just be appreciative of what God gave us and just thank God for what's in our life, we'll realize that we are in the house as well. We'll realize that we are blessed as well. I might not have what you have, but that doesn't relieve the fact that my life is blessed. And if Cain just did what's right, Cain will see that his life was blessed as well. And if you want to walk into your blessings that God has for you right now, let's remove some of these issues that we have in our life. Final conclusion, amen. 3 points, final conclusion, we out of there, amen. So let's minister to the peoples of God and want to hear minister to the peoples of God. I need some of your veterans. Go ahead and press one, amen, but we could come on in here and we could help some of these out. Amen. 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 But you're going into a good job giving the story. Amen. 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 So I need some of your veterans to go ahead and come on in. If Mother Helen is on, Minister Elect Anita is on, Minister Evangelist Elect Anita, Minister Elect Monica. If you guys are on, go ahead and press one. Amen. As we move into the other part. Amen. And we just want to minister to people, use the word of God to articulate into the things of people. If you're on, just go ahead and press one. I need you to press one. That way I can see you to come up into the box. Amen. Amen. So we just want to minister to people, and we just want to thank God for each and every one of you. Amen. And we just want to minister to people, and we just want to thank God for each and every one of you. Amen. 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 Let's, God bless you. I thank you. 0823. Amen.
Yes, this is Evangelist Elect Anita. And what we need to know is, too, one of the biggest part of this story with Cain and Abel was, as you stated, the jealousy and the resentment. And that resentment, even unto today, that resentment stops our blessings. You know, when we get into a place where we see somebody may have or may be doing something better than we're doing, we have to put ourselves in the mindset that we're able to do those things as well. But resentment and jealousy just takes over us. It overpowers us. And in this story, it overpowered Cain to the point that he murdered his brother. He murdered his brother. So that sits and tell you that he had that spirit of resentment was just so heavy on him that it took his mindset to someplace else. And on today, you still have people that do that. And this is not what God created us to be. This is not what he created us, if we go back, to be fruitful and multiply so everybody can have something. Everybody can have a perfect way, but unfortunately, it didn't happen that way. But I sit and say today
That's what we have to dig deep within. We have to dig deep within. That's where that mirror effect comes in. And you're able to sit and realize, because somebody may speak better than you, that does not mean that they're better than you. Because somebody may sit and cook better than you, that does not mean, that does not give you the right to make yourself feel like that they're better. That's where yourself, where you come up. You bring your esteem up. You bring yourself to a better place. Because pain was so overtaken. And I'm more than sure it just had an instance of time, because that's something that was resonating down in his body. We have to release things. When you release it, you have to release it into a positive and not into a negative. Because, see, that negative, that one negative can make you do something that you would regret for the rest of your life. Yes, God is a forgiving God. We can ask God to forgive us. We can ask God to forgive other people. But that memory may still haunt you for something that you didn't even have to do. So I sit and say, what Cain should have did was, first of all, he took God for granted. And whereas his brother really, truly, genuinely cherished the Lord. But Cain took God for granted. And this is why he didn't give him the best. But Abel gave him the best that he had. And this is what God wants for us now. He wants us to, he don't care how much it is. He don't care if you have a penny. If that's the best that you have, that's what you give him. And if you see somebody putting in way more than you, you don't get offended. You don't get jealous. Because in your heart, you know that you gave the best. And this is why God, that's why God gave Abel his blessing instead of Cain. Turning it back to you, Apostle.
Amen. God bless it. That's great. Cain and Abel. Let's go ahead and move on. One last one real quick. Real quick, and it probably roll us over to the start of tomorrow. The Book of Noah. The Book of Noah. I want Sister Harris to go ahead and press one. I want her to jump in on that. If Sister Deshaun is on, I need her to press one as well to get in this as well. Amen. The Book of Noah. Amen. Let's go ahead and look at this story of Noah. Amen. Minister Harris, if you're on, just go ahead. I need you to press one again. There you go. Amen. God bless. Go ahead, Minister Harris.
All right. So the Book of Noah, I can say what I took from that is in this chapter, Noah trusted God despite people ridiculing him.
Yes.
And, you know, wondering why he building this boat, and it's dry as a whistle out here. So in the Book of Noah, I take it as being trust, because God came to Noah and he told Noah that he was going to bring a flood. And he told Noah to build this boat, and he gave him the exact measurements. And Noah trusted God that he built this boat according to his measurements, and he packed this boat with everything that God told him to pack the boat with, every animal, two of each animal, two of each bird, and he also placed his family on the boat. And Noah, in this situation, he trusted God. And because Noah trusted God, he led his family into this boat, and he led these animals into this boat. And because his family, I would say, trusted Noah, they followed. They didn't give him any kickback. They didn't give him any, you know, bad mouth or say no this or no that or why we're doing this. They just followed. He led and they followed. And they trusted Noah because they knew Noah's heart was after God's heart. So that's what I get from Noah and the Book of Noah, and the fact that God said he destroyed the earth, but he also said he will never destroy the earth again. But in those 40 days and those 40 nights that he flooded the earth, Noah didn't try to get off the boat. They didn't try to say, let's stop and look for land. They just waited patiently and waited for God to say, it is time. You can exit. So it's all about me and Noah. It's all about trust and doing exactly
so minister
as
that
he
trust
was told to do.
Go ahead and minister that trust to the people about trust.
Okay. In trusting God, you just have to know that in any situation that you feel that it's a good situation or a bad situation, you have to trust trust in God. Trust in his promises to us. You have to stand on his word and hold him accountable for his word. If he says, it says in the Bible, ask, seek, ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and you shall find. Trust in his word. That's all we have is his word. God is not like man. Man fails us every day over and over and over and over again. God is different. God is who he is, and he is only one God. So when he says to us, trust me, if God says, I want you to walk across that water, you can't sit there and doubt that you can't walk across that water, because the flesh is telling you when you step on the water, your foot going to go in. But if God says, trust me and walk across that water, then you need to trust him and walk across that water. Because if he's telling you to do it, then you're going to be able to do it. Anything that he tells us to do, we have to be ready to do it. We can't hesitate. We can't get weary. We can't doubt him. We can't say that he doesn't have our back when he does. If he's all you have, then he's all you need. And I can say in several situations that I trusted God.
Amen.
There are times when I've gotten weary or I've lost faith, but I have to remember who he is, and I have to remember his promises to me, and I have to remember the things that he brought me out of and the things he's done for me. And I know people may say, oh, your story's getting old, but my story never gets old, because to me, it can help somebody else, because I trusted God when I came to ADM and they began to prophesy that, oh, we're going to have homeowners in 2018. We're going to have homeowners in 2018. And I said, God, they're not talking about me because I'm in bankruptcy.
Amen.
And it was like the Spirit just said, try it out. And I began to ask questions, looking for things, and what happened? I became a homeowner in 2018. I closed on a house in 2018 with no issues because I trusted God, because I trusted what he gave in the word in December of 2017 and January of 2018. So we have to trust him and know if he got us, he got us.
Amen.
He's all we need. And just believe in him. Don't give up. Don't get discouraged. Trust everything that he's telling you. And it's always on his time, not our time. Always on his time.
Very, very excellent. Very good. Amen. That was very good, very excellent. Amen. How she took her life to situation to minister to others. So those that was listening, especially if you're trying to move out, get a home or whatever, you trust God. You believe what God told you. Amen. And believe that what God is saying to you. Very excellent. Amen. Everyone across the board, God, very excellent, very great. Amen. Thank God for you all. Some of you all, we got to get on, got to come on to the platform, amen. Let's not be hotter, especially ministers. There ain't no way you should be hotter than the back, amen. You should be in this front all day, pushing and going along with everyone. If you know the word of God, you should be in the background. And when we call for individuals to come up, it should be lighting up with everyone pressing one, because you have a word inside of you that you need to get it out of. And if we cannot do that, there's something wrong. Alright, it's something wrong. That where we could talk to or minister to people over the phone or in our little area, but we cannot tell them the goodness about Jesus in the opening. Something is wrong with that. It's a disconnect somewhere. Amen. And we want to get that connection back with the Lord. Alright, so on tomorrow we're going to be dealing with the Tower of Babylon. I think that's around about the 11th chapter, because Noah took up a little bit of chapters. Then we're going to be dealing with the Tower of Babylon. Then we're going to be dealing with the call of Abraham. Abraham, because his name wasn't changed at the beginning of the story. His name is Abraham. Amen. And we're going to deal with that story as well. Until then, y'all join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Join in. But you come on in the rock the house in the Holy Ghost. Amen. ADM ministers, leaders, come on, guys. We got to press one. Let's get involved with this thing. Let's not, you know, mothers. Come on, mothers. I need to hear from you all, mothers. Amen. We got to come together. Where my fellas at? Fellas, come on, fellas. Y'all got to come on. We cannot do ministry in the background. Everyone should be lighting up that phone and want to get in and minister what thus says God. We ain't having no background road feeders. Everyone, let's get in this ball game so we can win. God bless all of you. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless all of you.